And the date is right away, Wednesday night, Rabbi Homburg.
Tell him you want to start. Bishus, nice to be upstairs. Mishana Mokki, Mishana Mazel. Let's see how this goes. Just a short shir hachana on Sarbateves. If Mashiach HaShalom won't be here by Friday, it looks like, again, Friday is going to be a tinus. Just a little bit what we do in Sarbateves, how we do it, and why we do it mainly. Just a little bit, how, as much as we can cram in this shir. Let's see a little bit what is coming up over here. Just a few halachic shailas. Not many halachas associated, especially with Sarbateves. Unlike other Yom Mitovim or the 3 weeks, have plenty of halachas. Sarbateves doesn't have a lot of halachas, besides the fact that you're not allowed to eat. Just a few shailas that, you know, keep on coming up again and again. Especially this year, that it's on a Friday, on an Erev Shabbos. A very common shaila that people ask, when does the Tainah start? In the winter, where it's very, very late, most people are anyways already awake before Alois. They want to know, can they have a coffee or something? You know, it could definitely change the whole tainus. That little breakfast and coffee before Shachris, what time does the tainus begin? Now, the MH calendar over here does say the first Alois, which I believe is 16.1 degrees. I think it's 6:26, they write this year, Friday morning. I can't say that it's wrong, because that's definitely the element of the minig of the MH Chazik Adas. They printed the first Luach. But I do want to mention, you know, speaking to my shver, Rabbi Knopfler from London, and he says, no, he goes up with a much later halach. It's a derabanan, 72 minutes before Netz, which would translate this year to be 7:09 a.m., which gives you another roughly 40 minutes. Now, I can't say, you know, to not follow the MH luach. Yes, that for sure. You can't daven Shachris and after Shachris have the coffee because it's still before 7:09. That definitely not. You have to choose. Could be there is a minig over here to go with the first Alois, but, you know, at least be aware if Bishas HaTzorich, you know, for Noshim, things, you know, there is definitely a bit more leeway than the first Alois, because it's not a Deraisa, it's a Derabanan or a Divrei Kabbalah, somewhere between, so there is a bit more leeway on that point. The other point, usually we know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not allowed to have a substantial meal, Kviyas Uda, wash, or having a proper, you know, Kviyas Uda, half an hour before the time for Shachris, half an hour before Alois. Now, regarding to this, obviously one can rely on the latest Zman, whatever, 7:09 or wherever this is, but even if someone wants to go all the way within 30 minutes to the Alois, there's a famous Tshuva Shevet Halevi, Shmuel Vosner brings that in his Tshuva, and he says, on the day of before Atanis, one is allowed to begin even within 30 minutes of Alois, and his reasoning is very, very simple. Because usually, we do not allow you to begin less than half an hour before the time for Shachris, half an hour before Alois. We are scared you will get carried away and forget or, you know, delay Shachris because of your meal. But by a tainus, even though tainus is a derabanan, it's not a issur chomer, everyone's very aware. You know, they're looking on their clocks, you know, how many more minutes do we have? And therefore, we are not afraid that one will get carried away with eating and forget about Shachris, forget about tainus. He's very concerned, you know, it's not an everyday thing, a tainus, and that's why Rav Shmuel Vosner brings down in Shevet Levi and Shuvas that one can begin eating even less than half an hour before Alois. One can wash, have breakfast, a sandwich, whatever he needs. You know, this, the halach of samuch le Alois Shachar does not apply in a tainus. This year, usually, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that a bal nefesh should be machmir to not have a warm shower, a warm bath on a day of a tainus. This is different to the halachas of Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. On Friday this year, because of the COVID Shabbos, there is no reason to be machmir at all. One could and should have a regular warm rechitza b'chamin, a warm shower, whatever, warm bath, whatever he does. Every single week of the COVID Shabbos, he should not refrain, not be meinah because of Shabbos. This is different than Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, then there's a din of Panav Yadav Raglav, you know, you have to cut down even the COVID Shabbos. This does not apply over here. It's not a din of Avelis. It's a din in Tainus over here, a din in Tar, and therefore this does not apply the COVID Shabbos. The other shaila, which is very negiah this year, some people, it's very hard for them to, you know, to, when the tainus finishes, to sit down for a proper meal, you know, fish and chicken and all that. It's very heavy, even though it's a short tainus, you know, it's still 5-6 p.m. They need something a bit more light. They need their caffeine fix for the day. They can't just begin straight away. And then you run, the Zoya brings down, one should not eat milk and meat in the same meal, even though it's, you know, he waits the half an hour, the hour between them. But as long as it's in the same washing, in the same benching, on Pikabala, one should not have meat and milk in the same meal. The best part, there's lots of different sfeikis have to go about having a coffee on the Matzah Tanis. Before Kiddush, you can't have a coffee. You can't make Kiddush on coffee on Friday night. Even for Shabbos day, you might be able to Friday night. You can't. You have to wash. Once you wash, you can't have milch. So the best possible solution, if someone does want to have coffee, the best possible eitzah to avoid all the shaylos. We're not going to go into all the shaylos. The bracha she'ena etzricha, and the best possible eitzah would be as follows: one should make kiddush, regular kiddush. Before he washes, he should make a shahakel, probably best off on something else, not on his coffee, because coffee might be niftar Friday night from the Kiddush, even if you hold, you know, other wines, not, but Friday night is more, it's part of the Kiddush. So you should make a shakel on something else, maybe, you know, a sweet or something, yeah, chocolate or something, and then he can have his coffee. Regarding Bari Nefashis, do you make a Bari Nefashis, or you wait for benching, and then the Bari Nefashis Bracha She'eino Tzricha is a big Mechlekes, the Shaar Tzien, you know, it's a bit unclear what the best way forward, and therefore the best Eitzah for that is after you have your coffee, or before, have another piece of food, let's say a piece of Kugel or something, you know, make a Adama. No. Leave out the cake, something which will need a Bari Nefashis, and then you can make your proper bayir nefashis. Coffee might not need a bayir nefashis because it might be part of the kiddush. Besides that, the element of hot as well. Obviously, that's a very important point. But even if you do have it, you know, it's not that hot. You have milk, I think, and you do have the shear within teich lechilas pras. So the best possible, again, to sum up, kiddush, shahakel on something else, coffee, and then have a bayir nefashis on something else besides a drink. You know, and then you make your shahakel, your adama, whatever it is, your bayir nefashis, and then you can wash for the regular, you know, on the pass, on the challah, and then have straight meal, straight
and
straight
day. Can't bake, or is that?
No. One wants that. But then he makes. Then he would need a proper burn of his burn mezenis and the michi as well. Yes.
And wait between
that and washing. One in this case, because a person needs to make al michi, it won't be nifta from the benching, then, you know, just to sit around and wait would not help him. Therefore, in this case, one can have his cake, al-amichya, straight away, get up, and then he can have his wash for his chalas, if he wishes so to do that straight away, because he needs his kiddush mokim suda as well.
So,
as long as, you know, he's starting out to eat.
Even if you say al-amichya already in the al-amichya.
That is a very good point. If you're saying al-amichya, should you be saying al-hagefen? I do not know afan. I need to be mine about this al-hagefen shayla.
Yeah, you make kiddush. If you have cake, if you don't have cake, you got al-amichya. Pour your wash. But those
you mean Shabbos the morning?
Shabbos morning.
Yes.
Because
they're going to eat immediately. Yeah. It's a very good point. I'm not sure offhand. I don't want to say. I don't want to say something clear. Yeah, there's no clear mekar in the halacha for waiting half an hour after milk. It's you have to clean out your mouth and wash your hands, rinse out your mouth. There is a minute, 30 minutes. It's a bit unclear where this 30 minutes evolved from. But if someone's just having a coffee, which just has, you know, a little bit of milk, then, you know, he eats something after, it's clear that his mouth is already long rinsed out, and he waits, you know, he's waiting 5-6 minutes, he can go away till he's going to reach his meat, his chicken, is going to be a good half an hour. So anyway, there's no, yeah, that's what.
You're saying, so he makes gavgoffin, and then you have only shahakot, you don't have
shahakot,
then you
say,
I'm a bit of barinifashis. Barinifashis, and then immediately.
Yes. No. If you had cake, you should say al-amichya. Well, the al-gefen is a good point. I am not sure. I would probably say, you know, just to play it safe, don't say your al-gefen because you will bench in the end. It definitely covers it. So should you chap around before benching, before the sudah or not? Probably not. But I don't know. I don't want to say anything clear because I wasn't ma'ayin. But it's, you know, it's definitely a valid point. Yeah, because that would be part of a meal. Yes. Yeah. But then, you know, just to get in his caffeine fix before the meal, that would be the best eitzah to avoid as much. Even this, you see, you know, there's definitely, there's lots, there's many sfeikas along the way to avoid as much as we can. Yeah. No, we're speaking about coffee. Obviously, yes, Kriyashma should be said before Suda. These were just a few halachas pertaining to Asara B'Teva, especially this year that it falls on a Shabbos. Speaking about the actual day, Asara B'Teva, just a little bit of what happened in Asara B'Teva. We know actually that not only Asara B'Teva, it's actually a set of Ches, Tes, and Yud Teva. The Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim Simon Tov Kuf Pei brings down from Megillas Tainis, the Rishayin and the Bahag, and the Mechaber, I'll just read it out. Elu hayomim she'iru ben tzores le'aviseinu. These are the following days over here that he's going to bring down. Were difficult days for aviseinu v'roi lehisanet ben. You know, one should fast on these days. Then he goes on to bring a list of about 20 days over here in Simon Tov Kuf Pei. And then in the middle over there, he brings down Ches, Tes, and Yud Teves. We all know that Asara B'Teves was in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Beis Rishon, when the Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, was set siege on Yerushalayim for the first time, roughly 2,500 years ago, 2,500 years ago. This was in Beis Rishon. Melech Bavel set siege on Asara B'Teves. The siege went on for 2.5 years until Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, just over 2.5 years later. Some say it was 3.5 years, but the accepted Messiah, it was 2.5 years. Nebuchadnezzar was there. That was in Bayis Rishon. Ches Teves, the Shulchan Aruch brings down over here that the Talmai HaMelech, the Gemara Megillah brings down, the Talmai HaMelech kind of forced the Eden, the Shivim Zakenim, to translate the Torah into Yevonis, into Greek. And the Gemara brings down, the world was dark 3 days. Chestes and Yud Teves were dark days because of this. And then Tes Teves, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the famous Lashon from the Bahag, Ubetishabai, Tes, the ninth day of this month, Teves. Loi noida ezi etzarash irabai, we don't know what happened on Tes Teves. So Megillus Tainus brings down, you should fast. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down, which is the Torah as well, comes from the Bahag. Loi noida ezi etzarash irabai, we don't know what happened on Tes Teves. Tosfos Chadashim in Megillas Tainus brings down a very interesting point in the year the Kaveh to fast on Tes Teves was the 25th of December fell out on Tes Teves. That was the day that Isa Ish was born on Tes Teves. So some people do Nitl 25th, Nitl. They bring down the Nitl is Rosh Teves Noilad, Yud is for Yeshai, Tes of Nitl is Tes, and Lamed is Le Teves. So that was the day that he was born. And the reason why the Shulchan Aruch brings down Loi Noida Eziat Tzarash Irboi, because they weren't able to write, in the Rishayin and the Bahag, they were all lived in Christian countries, they weren't able to write. The real reason why we fast on Tes Teves, that's the real Yiddish version of the 25th of the December. So they just wrote, we don't know why, and it kind of passed on from over the years, Masorah, that this was the real hidden reason why they didn't bring this down. There's different Malchim in the Rishayim. Some say it was about Tzaras that happened later in the year. Some say it was about Rabbi Yosef ben Shmuel Nogid about 1,000 years ago in the year Dalad Alafim Tafshin Memvav. In the Gregorian calendar, it's the year 1066. There was a big pogrom, and many of them were all killed. And in Ruach HaKodesh, they made this tainus on what will happen in the future, and that's why they did not write this down, because you don't write down things that will happen, difficult things in the future. That's why they covered it up. We don't know why, but it was a bit tzaras that happened in the future. It's a bit unclear, this makar, but the first reason that Tosfos Chadashim brings down in Maseches Tainus, it was the day that Isa Ish was born. The Magen Avraham brings down, and that's probably what Rabbi Rosenbaum is trying to find over here. He brings down that in Slichis, in Asara B'Teves, it says over there that the Magen Avraham brings down that in Slichis we say, I don't remember the exact Lashon, it's something along the lines of Torah if Torah Hanoisin Imre Shefer, Ezra Sefer was Nifter on Tes Teves, and that's why we fast on, that's why the Megillas Tainus brings down that some people have the meaning to fast on Tes Teves as well, because that was the day that Ezra Sefer has passed away. That's the Magen Avraham Simen Tov Kuf Pei. And the Chasam Sefer asks on this Magen Avraham, it's a very interesting reason. Bishlam, according to Tosfos Chadashim that we mentioned earlier, there's a reason why the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah cannot bring down the reason why we fast on Tes Teves. But if the Magen Avraham had a Slichis, that they say that Ezra Sefer, passed away on Tes Teves, why couldn't the Shulchan Aruch bring this down? Did he not know about this? Did he not say Slichis? or you know, it's not a secret when Ezra Sefer has passed away. As well, the Chassid Sefer asks over there, what's the specialty we fast for Ezra Sefer? You know, maybe for Nehemiah, maybe for Yeshaya, Yechezkel. You know, lots of the great one of the Memches Neviim, but there are many great Eden over the years we fast. So why do we fast about Ezra HaSeifer's, you know, passing more than other people's Tainus? That's what the Chassid Sefer asks on the Magen Avraham's reasoning. They says that what happened on Tes Teves. And to understand the Chassid Sefer's answer, the Chassid Sefer asks the following question. He asks, as we mentioned earlier, on 10 Teves, on Asar B'Teves, Melech Bovel set siege on Yerushalayim. This was in Bayis Rishon. And the Chassid Sefer says, you know, he doesn't have a clear makar, but he says, Mistaber, he says, it seems to be that we know that Bayis Rishon, the Golos Bayis Rishon was 7 years. They were in Bovel 7 years. After 7 years had passed, they came up to the second base of Mikdash, which was standing again for 420 years. He says, most probably, in the second base of Mikdash, they did not fast Asar B'Teves anymore. They moved on from, you know, Bavel, the Churban, 7 years, and they came back. You know, the Pasuk in Sefer Ezra says there were some people who remember the first, and the older people, you know, who were over 85, remember the first bias and the second bias. You know, they forgot about all what happened in Bavel, and they went on for 420 years. 420 years later, when there was the Churban Bayis Sheni, that's when Chazal were Masakin Shiva. So B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, that's when the Chassid Sefer said they were Masakin of Sar B'Tavis as well. So the Chassid Sefer asks, you know, something happened 490 years ago, you know, 500 years ago, and you did not fast Masar B'Tavis all these years. Why suddenly do you go back to the Nebuchadnezzar, to the Bayis Rishon? And in the Brisa brings down that in the Bayis Sheni, the siege started, the Motzer started on Chof Beis Nissan, the end of the month of Nissan. So why were Chazal, the end of Bayis Sheni, decided to set the date of the Bayis Rishon to be Kaveh that as the Tchilas of the Churban, something that happened nearly 500 years before, which they did not fast for those 500 years on Asar B'Teves. So why suddenly now did they take a leap back in, you know, back in time to commemorate Asar B'Teves? And the Chassid Sefer explains, based on the famous Abu Dram, that says that if Asar B'Teves would have fallen on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. That's what Abu Dram brings down. He brings the drasha. It's like Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. It's Gzeir Shava, Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. It would have fasted. The Chassid Sefer asks, how can it be that Asar B'Teves is more chomer than Tisha B'Av? We know if Tisha B'Av, you know, very often it falls on Shabbos, and we push it off with the fasting for Sunday. So how is it that Asar B'Teves is more chomer than Tisha B'Av? And the Chassid Sefer explains the following pshat. That if you look in the Midrashim, Medrash Tanchuma and Chazal, what was going on in the Zman Bayis Rishon, there's a very interesting thing happening over there. Asar B'Teves back 2,500 years ago. Nebuchadnezzar comes to Yerushalayim for the first time ever, you know, since Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, since Paray, a different nation is coming, you know, trying to conquer them. Churban, it was a new phenomenon, it was a new type of thing that was happening to Am Yisrael because of the Averus that has been going on the last Tkufa. And when Nebuchadnezzar came, he started the Motzer, the siege on Asar B'Teves. The people in Yerushalayim, Mevor and Chazal, were barely aware of what was going on outside of the town. Life was going on totally normal for the first year and a half, 2 years in Yerushalayim. You know, there were chasanis, there were simchas, there was, you know, everything was kind of going on, you know, pretty much normal. The Medrash brings down, there was a Sar Tzava, there was a general, there was a Yiddish general, his name was Avidan ben Givarti, that's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel calls him, and he was such a mighty warrior that he used to stand on top of the Chaimah, on top of the wall of Yerushalayim, and when Nebuchadnezzar and his army used their battery ram to try to bring down the wall, he used to stand there with his bare hands, catch all the stones and throw them back at the people who were standing around. He was a mighty warrior over there. And Ad Kedekach, the people living in Yerushalayim did not feel nearly anything. But not known to them, Asar B'Teves, there was a gzeira on Yerushalayim that the Beis HaMikdash should be charv. And the Chassid Sefer base says a very interesting point. I'll have to rush this up because we're running out of time over here. A very interesting point. He says, we always know Asar B'Teves, Asar B'Teves, Asar B'Teves. He says, Asar B'Teves is different than, you know, Tesvav Nisan, which is Pesach. There's no special significance of Asar B'Teves, the 10th day of Chodesh Teves. Rather, it's the 98th day from Rosh Hashanah. And he says, on the year that Talmai HaMelech was Metargim, translated the Torah to Yevanis, the 98th day from Rosh Hashanah fell on Ches Teves. Why? Because Cheshvan and Kislev were both Mole. So 98 days later was Ches Teves. On the year that Ezra Sefer has passed away, Cheshvan was Mole and Kislev was Chaser, and Tes Teves fell on the same 98th day. And on the year that Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel came, Cheshvan and Kislev were both Chaser, and Yud Teves fell to be the 98th day. What's this specialty about the 98th day? The Chasefer says, we know in Parshat Kisavai there's 98 klalis, and the Eberster was waiting for Rosh Hashanah 98 days, connected these 98 klalis, and when the Eden were still not doing tshuva, that's when Ches Teves, you know, Talmai Melech, Tes Teves, Ezra, Sefer, you know, that it was the 98th day. And that is why Ches, Tes, and Yud Teves is not just 3 days in a row, it's the same day. And with this insight, the Chasefer explains, Asar B'Teves every single year is the same thing is happening again and again and again. He says, Bezman Shamalosit, and they decide, will there be another year of Golis? Or, no, enough is enough. This year we can build the base Mikdash already. And unbeknown to us, they're sitting and being done, same as they did back then in Asar B'Teves, back, you know, 2,500 years ago in Melech Bavel. The Eden didn't realize how, you know, what is waiting for them. But had they done tshuva, they would be able to avoid all that has been going on. That's why the Chassidim explains to Abu Dram, even if it fast falls on Shabbos, one would fast on Shabbos, because this is not a tainus of avelus like it is Tisha B'Av. Because if it would be avelus, there's no avelus on Shabbos. Shabbos is einig, Shabbos is simcha. This is not a fast of avelus. This is a wake up call tainus. This is of hysterius to realize that we have to make sure that this should be the last Asar B'Teves that we have over here, to make sure that there should be Gezer and Gezer Tavis, and hopefully this year they can build they will build the Mikdash for us. I see it's already going over time, so I'll just finish off over here. We should utilize this year Asar B'Teves, you know, to make sure that we're Zeicha this year for the Geula Shleima, you know, each person whatever he can. And as the Pasuk Schari finishes off, same review, same Chavishi, Yafel on Hashem, Yil the Beis Yehuda, the Salsain, the Simcha, the Me'adim Tovim. Amen.
Amen. How do we answer the end of the sofa? Why is that the end of the sofa?